Tots Lahane Oiklo Inamunique Dwas Julian Ankeny. Good day, everyone. My name is Julian Ankeny, and I reside on the Nez Perce Indian Reservation in Idaho. My ancestors are Lean Elk and Pile of Clouds. I am Nimipu, translated means we the people or the real people. I am a descendant from both colonizer and colonized. Tots Lahane Oiklo again. Good day, everyone. Kia Aitsnin Was, Atkpapine Kina. We are happy that you are all here today. Ketziau Yau. Thank you. I'm going to be speaking about how the 4th of July celebrations have impacted ceremony, past and present. The American Indian Religious Freedom Act is a United States federal law enacted by joint resolution of the Congress in 1978. Prior to the act, many aspects of Native American religions and sacred ceremonies have been prohibited by law. That means we could not practice our own cultural ceremonies, dance, speak our language, or sing and drum. The American Indian Religious Freedom Act of 1978 protects the rights of Native Americans to exercise their traditional religions by ensuring access to sites, land, use, and possession of sacred objects, and the freedom to worship through ceremonies and traditional rites. Prior to the Native American Religious Freedom Act of 1978, the 4th of July was the only holiday when indigenous peoples could practice and perform our ceremonies under the guise of the 4th celebrations. Although the 4th is a national celebration for us, it is just one facet of a settler colonial nationhood. With the criminalization of Native religions, memory, sacred rituals, and objects being taken away, put in museums, and sold to private collectors. The land of the free dovetails this performative aspect of the 4th, as well as land acknowledgments as a settler colonial ritual. I would like to read a land acknowledgement in the form of a poem by C. Mary Furman. A poem to acknowledge that the land itself, along with the people whose language, culture, and religion were born of it, is rarely acknowledged. Let us pause for a moment and acknowledge the land on which we live. This is the traditional land of the Chinookan, the Taitapam peoples, and the Cowlitz Indian tribe. We should take another moment to acknowledge the ways indigenous people have been and are being removed and erased from the land they've stewarded for over 16,000 years. Swiftly, brutally, culturally, fatally. Let us acknowledge that soldiers for the United States killed women and children because they were Native. Let us acknowledge the recentness of this. Let us acknowledge that Native people buried in their land without markers while unnamed settlers rest in fenced graves. Let us acknowledge Indian graves dug up and looted. Let us acknowledge that place names like Custer National Forest, Squaw Meadows, and Dead Indian do not honor ancestors. Let us take a moment and acknowledge that this land was not stolen from people whose language, culture, and religion were born of it. Let us acknowledge that the people were stolen from this land. The people who celebrate this land with song, dance, ceremony, people do not commodify and commercialize trees and water or call it resource. Here we pause to acknowledge that the land itself is rarely acknowledged. The land buried beneath asphalt, cement, floorboards, and foundations. Let us acknowledge that these buried lands, which once grew food and medicine, now grow dollar stores, subdivisions, and universities. Let us acknowledge the land in the way subdividers do, with the blade of the bulldozer, and with names like Forest Trails, Aspen Ridge, River Ranch, with words the way the government recognizes only federally recognized Indian tribes and has taught some natives to recognize others only on paper, through Blood Quantum and CIB, instead of commitment to rights and sovereignty. Let us recognize land acknowledgments that serve as consolation, another box checked on a list titled Due Diligence. The way wearing a Black Lives Matter t-shirt acknowledges white wokeness, while the same white shop at White Lives Businesses acknowledgement as performative allyship. Let us acknowledge that internment camps were prisons. This land acknowledgement was written for the people who acknowledge land in the way spotted knapweed acknowledges it, the way a for sale sign acknowledges it, the way the Forest Service acknowledges land by saying hashtag it's all yours, but meaning hashtag it's not theirs. The statement acknowledges the land in the same way the media and FBI acknowledges the over 5,000 missing women and girls by recognizing the one missing white woman for which hundreds search and whose picture is present on all our screens. The way Native silhouettes are screened on paper to sell cigarettes. This land acknowledgement is linked to the heartwood of a pine that escaped the fires but fell to the mill from a land that cannot help but acknowledge climate crisis and carrying capacities. The grizzly bear fatally removed and the salmon who can no longer reach their original homelands. This land acknowledgement acknowledges the wolves shot by the stockmen and sportsmen to preserve the animals stockmen and sportsmen will thenceforth kill in the name of husbandry and sport. Let us acknowledge how we honor loss with dollars and not grief. Let us make depredation a science and pay officers from the Bank of Conservation. Let us acknowledge the words used to dissociate kill, killer, killing, killed, from the act of execution. This land acknowledges that it is recognized for its monetary value, recreational value, and aesthetic value because it too is living. This land recognizes us by our carbon footprint, our clear cuts, our gold mines, and our greed. This land, that land back means language back, means medicine back, means ceremony back, means culture back, means reparations, means all people depend on land. Let us acknowledge that unless action is taken to identify and empower Indigenous people, erase inaccurate histories from every school curriculum, carry out land-based justice and climate change policy, a land acknowledgement is a perfunctory, alienating, and otherwise hollow gesture. Acknowledgement means acceptance, admittance. Acknowledgement is a dead word. It is not a verb. It is not deed. Does not mean education. Acknowledgement means too late for an apology. Read me your declaration of change. Detail your plan of procedure. Show me your map to equity. And then, just maybe then, I might be convinced that your land acknowledgement is not but another broken treaty. Katsiao yao oikolo. Thank you, everyone. Tots lahane oikolo. Good day, everyone. Nimi Pumul, Julian Ankney here, coming to you straight from the Nez Perce Res in Lapwa, Idaho. We want to give a big war whoop. Oh! Welcome today to Kellentry Now. Trinal is a visual artist, performer, small business owner, holistic wellness practitioner, alumnus of the University of Notre Dame, and his debuting work can be found in the Native Arts and Cultures Foundation 2022 archives. He was born and raised in the Pacific Northwest. Trinal's work encompasses Black and Indigenous freedoms in connection to self-autonomy, creation of contemporary sacred objects, some of which are used in Nimiipuu ceremonies and rites of passage, and memorials to our Nimiipuu warriors who fought against the U.S. cavalry, as well as connections to traditional land rights through his art. One piece in particular, a parchment bag engaging the land back movement in our homelands at the Joseffe Center in Oregon, which is now outside of our current reservation boundaries, but will always continue to be one of our sacred places and part of our Nimiipuu homelands, past, present, and future.
Well, thank you for such an awesome welcome. That's a beautiful way to hop into the conversation.
Nimiipuu, the people, or Nez Perce, philosophies and knowledges, beliefs, customs, traditions, and visions for the future are central to the understanding the lived realities of the people, right? And illustrates the differences, but also adaptability through storytelling as theory that promotes action as change. Can you tell us how your language revitalization work aids in the preservation of cultural traditions and practices of Nimiipuu people?
Which is everything. Much is embedded in our languages. It's not only strings of words put together in order to communicate thoughts, wants, or desires. You know, there's so much more that is found within our language, how it communicates more than what is happening on the outside world. It's sharing what's happening internally or in connection with the land or in connection with the season, in connection with each other.
I know you have just been doing so much. I've been following you on Instagram and Facebook. I'm just like, oh, I know this guy. How has your work brought culture into a more contemporary space? And what impacts does that have?
It's an unavoidable part of my walk that I am both Black American and a Nimiipuu person. You know, I carry these two very distinct cultures, and they're different yet very oftentimes parallel histories. And so it plays into every part of my self-expression in my artwork. This person spoke about quantum theory, saying that what they enjoyed about the show that Michaela and I put together is that it spoke or created a space for community rather than speaking about community. And I loved that way of putting it because in sharing my artwork, quantum theory in itself is a art piece for both Michaela and I. And so the other forms of art that I also share through my performance art as an actor and dancer, and my visual art as a beadwork artist.
Not any beadwork artist, though. I've heard numerous people call you a master beadworker, and I have to agree with them.
What?
Just one thing that I love about your work, there's so many different things that I love about it, of course, but I love how your work literally brings the past into the present, and then it also reestablishes or establishes that hope for the future. So, Katsi Yao Yao Trinal, you're amazing. Your work is amazing. And if anybody wants to check out Trinal's work, you can find it at trinaloriginal.com. That is T-R-E-N-A-L original.com. The nativeartsandcultures.org/Kellen-Trinal. at Trinal Original and at Quantum Theory Pod on Instagram. And of course, you can always find it again on our Old Wall Variety Hour website. Tots Lahain Oikolo. Good day, everyone. And again, Kati Yao Yao Kellen for being with us here today. Aho.